And the gang in a song called Big Fun. 28941 for all the requests and dedications. Love to hear from you. This is the Jacksons. Don't stop till you get enough. Thank you.
are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
You're gonna lose that girl.
feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see.
2, 3, 4,000 people what she wore.
And there you go, a double hazard of Star Sound. Stars in 45, Volume 1, and Stars in 45, Volume 2.
My name is John Collier, manager of Market Fresh in Navan Shopping Centre. May I take this opportunity and welcome Niall County Radio to Navan.
Sound of Blondie and a song called Call Me. If you want to call us for a dedication, our number here is 046 if you're outside the Navan area, 28941. Detroit, taking us up to news time, we have the sound of the Steve Miller Band. And a song called Abracadabra.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
County Radio, broadcasting on 245 meters medium wave, and the time is now 1 o'clock, and here is the 1 o'clock report, Royal County. The American Marine killed in Beirut yesterday may have been the victim of a proxy bomb, according to sources in the city. It is reported the bomb may have gone off accidentally when a group of Marines disturbed it on an area of waste ground at Beirut International Airport. Three others were injured, one seriously. Flooding and landslides have claimed 700 lives following the worst natural disaster in El Salvador since 1965. The report shows 18,000 hurt, 65,000 homeless, 25,000 rescued or evacuated, and 15,000 homes destroyed or damaged. In Mexico, Hurricane Paul has disrupted electricity and water supplies. Although hundreds on the northwest coast have been made homeless and injured, the Red Cross in the country say there have been no deaths. A vote of no confidence is expected to remove Chancellor Schmidt's West German coalition government today. The leader of the Conservative Party, Dr. Helmut Kohl, needs an overall majority of the vote to ensure the downfall of Herr Schmidt. With the support of the Liberals, who recently withdrew from the coalition, Dr. Kohl is almost certain of victory. Two former members of the Secret Service in Chile have been sentenced to death for their part in a million-dollar bank robbery and double murder last year. They will not be pardoned by the government and are due to be executed in a fortnight's time. News closer to home now. The Taoiseach is expected to speak at the special meeting of the Senate this afternoon. The arrival of the Irish Continental Line, St. Patrick 2, in Rossclare will be delayed due to a technical problem. Intending passengers for the Rossclare-Le Havre service should contact the company. And finally, one person has been known to be injured following a shooting incident in Cookstown this morning. That's news international and national. And now for all the local Royal County news, it's over to Caroline Carter.
And a very good afternoon. A public inquiry concerning objections to the proposal to extinguish the public right of way over the old Kilcarn Bridge took place yesterday in the County Hall in Navan. Mr. F. Vaughan, B.E., and representatives of the Minister for Environment, including Mr. Ralph Burke, T.D., were on hand to hear the objections. The Safe Kilcarn Bridge Committee was represented by Mr. George Claxton, Chairman, Mrs. Mary Russell on Tashka, Mrs. Hickey, Meath Archaeological Society, and Mrs. O'Connor, Tidy Towns Committee, and several private individuals spoke. Mr. Peter Higgins of Reagan, McEntee and Company Solicitors in Trim represented the Save Kilcarn Bridge Committee. The council represented by Mr. O'Grady, Mr. McGowan, Assistant County Engineer, and Mr. Lynch. The main argument was centred around the safety of the bridge. Conflicting evidence was given and the Save Kilcarn Bridge group submitted engineering evidence that the bridge was fundamentally safe. Further evidence was heard from members of the farming community, especially Mr. Anthony Farrell, who has land on either side of the river. Mr. Farrell needs the old bridge as a safe crossing for moving his cattle. Other members of the community stressed the necessity for retaining the right of way. For pedestrians, it is the only safe crossing in view of the extremely fast traffic using the new bridge. A spokesman for the Save the Bridge Committee told Royal County Radio that Meath County Council admitted the bridge is listed for preservation in the county plan. Mrs. McCarthy from the committee will be in the studios this evening on Royal County Roundup, and any person wishing to offer support should ring us at 28941 between 5 and 6:30 p.m. Now, the new book exchange shop launched by the Rotary Club of Navan opened this morning at Railway Street in Navan. The shop has a total of 4,000 books on display, and exchange can be made from as little as 25 pence. Donations of paperbacks are always welcome, and the shop will provide an excellent and very reasonable service for avid book readers. All proceeds from the shop go to charity, and in particular to local social needs. The shop is open 6 days a week, from 10 to 5:30 each day. Now back to Don for the weather.
Well, this afternoon, the weatherman predicts rain for most of the early part of the day. Light showers, however, will occur this afternoon. Conditions are forecast to improve a bit later. Winds will be moderate, south-southeasterly in direction, and the predicted high for today ranging from 15 to 16 degrees Celsius. The outlook for this evening will be much the same as that of yesterday. That's Royal County News to 1 o'clock, national, international, and local. Next news in detail on this station is Royal County Roundup at 5 o'clock this evening. Next news in headline form in 1 hour's time at 2 p.m. This is Don Allen and Caroline Carter reporting.
See me through. So please. if I love you.
We have the sound of the Pointer Sisters. And this is called Slow Hands. Ugh, don't do that.
Oh,
15 minutes after 1 o'clock, come the sound of Dennis Allen.
Come back to these lonely arms that love you. Just one time to feel love coming through. I don't know just where it all went wrong, but darling, I still lie awake at night.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Dennis Allen and a song called Those Good Old Lovin' Days. Right, a request from Michael Murphy and Fawless Carton in Navan, and that comes from Stephen and Paul, and of course your wife, Teaser. Your request and your song coming up after this.
In 1976, T. McDonald set about to establish a high-class family butcher shop in the Trimgate Arcade, Navan. In keeping to fair competitive prices and retaining a good standard of quality, housewives soon got the message. Now, after almost 7 years and many thousands of satisfied customers, it would be fair to say T. McDonald in the Trimgate Arcade are one of Navan's top quality, high-class family butchers. Choice cuts of beef, pork, lamb, and bacon are readily available. Succulent pork sausages and burgers, black and white puddings are made fresh daily on the premises. T. McDonald are also deep-freeze specialists, where special rates apply to sides of beef, pork, and lamb cut to the customer's requirements free of charge. Visit T. McDonald, high-class family butcher in the Trimgate Arcade, Navan today. You'll be glad you called in.
Guided when your hair turns gray, when you zip up your wranglers and your belly's in the way, you're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come and there you go, wine wheels up and a stereo, but the engine flapped and the driver also is the oldest swinger in town. When your barber takes a little less time each week, the kids don't understand the words you speak. When you walk into a disco and they offer you a seat, you're the oldest swinger in town. You prefer a pint of Miles to Bacardi and Coke. The sounds are too loud and there's too much smoke. You'd like another dance, but you're scared you'll have a stroke. You're the oldest swinger in town. Here you come with your chest all bare, a little gold ingot and a lot of gold hair. Like the disco king meets Yogi Bear, you're the oldest swinger in town. When you're feeling as stiff as a small night, you're the oldest swinger in town.
Won't you like that one, Michael? And this is the sound of Rod Stewart. This one's called How Long.
How long is this thing going on? How long is this thing going on? All your friends and their fancy persuasion don't admit that it's part of the scheme. Thank you. equation. Don't admit that it's part of a scheme.
I just want you to know. men's wear in Navan Shopping Centre. I'd just like to take this opportunity to welcome Royal County Radio to the area.
Sound of Christopher Cross. Oh, Chris Cross, if you like to say it short. And it's a song called Arthur's Theme. Minutes to 2 o'clock, and coming up at 2, Big Al. Oh, taking on the lovely sound of Leo Sayer and a song called Heart Start Beating in Time. We're taking a commercial break here, and we'll be back with more fast music in a couple of moments.
There's no time like the present to visit Sean Donahue's Modern U showrooms opposite the Navin Shopping Center for the largest range of color televisions, video recorders, and hi-fi equipment. Choose from quality names such as Mitsubishi, Panasonic, and Ferguson. Personal loans are readily available to suitable applicants for the purchase of any of these items. Or if you're renting a television set, then visit Sean Donahue's first and compare their competitive prices. Also, a good stock of up-to-date video films are readily available from the Video Club at Sean Donahue's. And how's this for value? Free membership to the Video Club with every purchase of a video recorder. Come in today, compare the prices, the range, and the quality, and you'll see why Sean Donahue is a highly respected name in Navin when it comes to color televisions, video recorders, and hi-fi equipment. Visit the Modern U showrooms today, conveniently located opposite the Navin Shopping Center in Navin. Telephone Navin 21411. That's Sean Donahue.
Minutes to 2 o'clock here on Royal County Radio, and the air is alive on 245. This is King Creole and the Coconut, Stool Pigeon.
There's a gentleman that's going round, turning the joint upside down. Stool Pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha. He's an old ex-con that's been away, now he's back, no one says. Stool Pigeon, ha-cha-cha-cha.
If you want to squeal, we can make a deal, make it worth your while. So we told it all, and in return we got a credit card and a Thunderbird and the maximum security, even after plastic surgery. So go on and squeal to the FBI. We can make a deal, make it worth your while.
There's a gentleman that's going round,
turning the gun upside down. Stupid.
Took a walk with his crooked friends, and they joked about the good old days, and he recorded it on a reel of tape. He caught the mug who did the forgery, and the bank in charge of larceny. So the FBI, they rewarded him, because they liked a guy who would stab a friend.
Bye.
I done it again. Here we go again. Yee-haw.
You know, baby.
That's a sound of shaky. It's well shaken. And a song called You Drive Me Crazy. 7 minutes to 2 o'clock here on Royal County Radio. Hope you're enjoying the program out there. Right, a special request for Doris Hogan, whose birthday is today. Best wishes from John, Neil, Kira, Donna, and all the gang at work. And who arrived in? Only Big Alan as well, Eve. This is ABC. The Look of Love.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your world is full of strange arrangements and gravity won't pull you through, you know you're missing out on something. Well, that something depends on you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Doris. Happy birthday to you.
The look of love. The look of love. When your girl has left you out on the pavement, don't ask me what it means.
Who got the bottom?
lies another. I hope you'll soon recover.
Me, I'll go from one extreme to another.
And my friends just might ask me, say, Martin, maybe one day you'll find true love.
That's the lot for me today. Hope you enjoyed yourself. And I'd like to thank you all very much for having me in your homes today. Until the same time tomorrow, do take care. And whatever you're doing, do it in the best possible time. Bye. Broadcasting on 245 meters medium wave band, this is Ward County Radio, where the time is 2 o'clock, and now for the news with Don Allen.
Good afternoon. The American Marine killed in Beirut yesterday may have been the victim of a proxy bomb, according to sources in the city. Flooding and landslides have claimed 700 lives following the worst natural disaster in El Salvador since 1965. In Mexico, meanwhile, Hurricane Paul has disrupted electricity and water supplies. Although hundreds on the northwest coast have been made homeless and injured, the Red Cross in the country say there have been no deaths to date. A vote of no confidence is expected to remove Chancellor Schmidt's West German coalition government today. Two former members of the Secret Service in Chile have been sentenced to death for their part in a $1 million bank robbery and double murder last year. The Taoiseach is expected to speak at the special meeting of the Senate this afternoon. And the arrival of the Irish Continental Line, St. Patrick 2 in Ross Clare, will be delayed due to technical problems. Finally, one person has been known to be injured following a shooting incident in Cookstown this morning. And now for a look closer to home, Royal County News, a public inquiry concerning objections to the proposal to extinguish the public right-of-way over the old Kilcarn Bridge took place yesterday in the County Hall, Navan. And the new book exchange shop launched by the Rotary Club of Navan opened this morning at Railway Street in Navan. That's news in headline form to 2 p.m. Now the look at the weather picture. It'll be dry today with scattered showers this afternoon. Heavy rain tonight for a while. The temperature today will reach a high of 14 to 15 degrees Celsius, dropping to 8 degrees Celsius by tonight. And the general overall forecast is for a mild evening. That's news and weather together at 2 o'clock. Next news on this station at 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Superman, Earth's mightiest hero, who possesses incredible super strength with his invulnerable body and indestructible super costume. All know his amazing supervision, which can see through solid walls, magnify distant objects, and melt steel. But just who is Superman?
Good afternoon, listeners. Another day, another dollar. I hate this getting paid in dollars. You have to go down to the bank and get a change back. And you're losing it all the time. I am in my Wellingtons today. Seriously, I am. Absolutely. Polished and all. Pinstripe Wellingtons that I got from my dad, who used to work with the Mafia. And I'm going for a job with the Mafia next week, hence the stubble on my face. Might get the job as a hitman. Anyway, thanks, of course, to Oliver Callan for the last 2 hours. Be back with you again tomorrow. That's a threat. You can count it as a threat. And to John Allen for the news just now. Anyway, here we go. Big Al till 5 o'clock. And as usual, let's start off with a good Irish song. A Euro song, a winner for us 10 or 12 years ago. Diana.
No truck and tackle too. Butterflies and bees. They are the and fishermen. Things of the sea. Wish
records anyway. Diana there, and a Eurovision winner in 1970, wasn't it? All kinds of everything. Wonderful song. Oh, dear. Is it going to be like that all day today?
One day, all radio shows will be made this way.
I just thought I'd give you the government health warning with the program. And by the way, if you want to join in, our phone number is 046-28941. Royal County Radio on test. 28941. Go on, be a devil. Have a go. Here's our chocolate. And just about me.
I'll teach you to make love night and day, 'cause I'm good.